Well, thanks for joining us for PMC Live. KFSK News and the Petersburg Medical Center hold a monthly radio show which focuses on different departments and new programs or initiatives that are happening at the medical center here in Petersburg. PMC Live airs after Midday Magazine on the first Thursday of every month. So today I'm joined in the studio by Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter, along with Angela Manish, Director of Patient Care Services, and Elizabeth Hart, Skilled Nursing Coordinator and Case Manager. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today we're going to be talking about chemotherapy and how that works at PMC. But first, usually we do kind of a quick check-in with the CEO for any updates that you'd like to share.
Well, as usual, I always forget because there's so much going on. But one of the things related to cancer awareness, so October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this is one of the reasons why we have these wonderful staff members here to talk about chemo service. We just signed an agreement to get our pharmacy remodel, which is something that's we've been talking about for a while. It's a regulation change related to hazardous chemicals. Hazardous chemicals relates to chemo service, and it's a new regulatory requirement. And we are working towards meeting that regulation. And we did sign an agreement with Island Contractors, who are going to do our construction. We'll have dates on that, but we're excited about that because we need to provide this service in Petersburg, which is a wonderful service. The other thing I want to also announce is Beat the Odds, which is doing a annual fundraiser. What is that, Kelsey? October 12th is the run. It's a 5K. Come out and do a fundraiser with Beat the Odds. It supports the mission with raising money for cancer awareness and cancer patients as well. So,
yeah, that's a big event. Annual event. A lot of people turn out for that, I think.
Yeah. You can walk, you can run, you can race, whatever you want to do.
And I've seen kids out, kids participating and families. Yeah. There was also an election this week for PMC board.
Was
which
there? I didn't know.
more attention than normal, I would say, for the PMC Board of Directors, also known as a hospital board. There were six candidates and three seats.
Yeah,
that came
It was great. I thought it was a good reflection of interest in the community. It was wonderful to have six candidates for the three seats available. We had the two incumbents, Cindy Lakadakis and George Doyle, were reelected, and we have a new board member, Joe Stratton. So it's really great, and it was a good number of individuals that came out and voted. So I don't have the final election results, but that's
the numbers are on our website, kfsk.org, if people want to check out those numbers. So we could jump into talking about chemotherapy. First, it'd be great to just go over some basic information about it, like what it is. I know it's a treatment for cancer, right? But how is it different than, there's also radiation, and that's another treatment for cancer. What's chemotherapy about?
Well, chemotherapy is typically IV infusion therapy, intravenous, and it can be oral, taking pills also. And it spans, we use the term kind of loosely for a wide variety of treatments. There's biotherapy, immunotherapy, and then straight chemotherapy now. And those typically, all three are IV infusion therapies. Biotherapy is typically, they're monoclonal antibodies. I might be getting to
in the weeds.
Describe it. They're modified.
They're modified to target certain cells or certain receptors, and then they are able to act on that. So they're very specific medications.
Okay.
And immunotherapy is all the new up-and-coming therapy that helps your own immune system target the cancer. And it's super specific also. Used a lot with lung cancer right now, and then some colon cancer kind of mimics lung cancer in the way it works. So it's used for that too. And then chemotherapy is kind of the straight up old school stuff that just kills all fast-growing cells. It's not necessarily super specific, but it's still quite effective. So we might use a chemotherapy that's 20 or 30 years old, typically has a few more difficult, challenging side effects because it's killing all your fast-growing cells. So your stomach tract, your hair, stuff like skin.
So there are side effects with it, but it's still effective and being used.
Yeah, definitely.
And then sometimes people do, is it sometimes where people who are fighting cancer, they go through chemotherapy but not radiation, and then vice versa, like sometimes it's just radiation?
That's correct.
Okay, and the doctor decides that on a case-by-case basis?
Yep.
Okay. But this chemotherapy can be, people can have it right here in Petersburg. I mean, there's some treatments where you have to go to Seattle or someplace else, but this happens here.
Yes, so all of our patients establish care with an oncologist, so that might be in Anchorage or Juneau or Seattle or anywhere else. And then we coordinate with our family practice providers, coordinate with those oncologists, and then we come up with the treatment plan, and then we work along with the oncologist. So the family practice provider from our clinic will then manage their care locally, and then we will share information with oncology, and they'll go down there periodically for visits and scans. A lot of the services we can offer locally, so every case is different, and we coordinate according to that.
Okay. Somebody who's going through treatment, how regular is it? You know, how important is it that they're staying at home, I guess?
So it depends. Sometimes their treatments are weekly. Sometimes they're, weekly for 3 weeks and then a week off. Sometimes it's every other week. So you could imagine if you were in Seattle and needing cancer treatment every other week for 6 months, that's a long time to be away.
Yeah, 6 months. I see.
Or even longer sometimes.
Sometimes they're every 3 weeks too. It depends on the drug and the dosing of the drug. Sometimes they'll do a higher dose less frequently or lower dose closer together.
Okay.
But it is very regular to answer that question. Once you get your routine, you want to stick with it because it's dosed for your specific illness and to maximize the effect of the drug.
Okay. How many people are involved with the treatments at PMC? How many nurses?
Oh, so we have 4 nurses right now that are trained to administer chemotherapy and biotherapies. Elizabeth and I have been doing it for at least, roughly 15 years.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of nurses that are a little bit newer. So we mentor them and work really closely with them to make sure that, we have a low volume. So I make sure that we're really managing patients well and that all staff are feeling, comfortable that are involved in it. And so we communicate very closely with the nurse case managers with their oncologist, and then also the physicians and us coordinate really closely with the oncologist too. So, so it's kind of a small group of us that share patients.
What is it? What do you have to do to become a specialist in that? You know, you have your both nurses, but then did you get additional training?
Yeah, it started out as a 2-day course where we flew a teacher in to Petersburg for several years. Every other year, you need to recertify. And typically they would come from Providence or Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, used to be Fred Hutchinson, teach us for a couple days. And then we take a test to get the certification. And now it's probably for the last 6 or 8 years, I'm not exactly sure. It's been an online renewal. And then the Beat the Odds has been very generous to our chemotherapy department. They've provided many funds for education. So we try to go to a conference every once in a while. I think we're going to try to go this year. And also they provided equipment and a super nice, the second one, chemotherapy chair. They provided two now.
Wow, there's two chairs so that if people need treatment, they can
Well, the one chair is kind of outdated, so they've bought us a new one, I think, just last year.
Yeah, I think it was just last year.
I remember it was a fancy chair.
Super fancy.
You know, with the idea being, I mean, I was going to ask you actually, like, for somebody who hasn't been through chemotherapy, you know, what's it like? What's the process like with the clinic and what you do?
So we usually start by doing like an intake. So usually they've been pre-educated with their oncologist. They've usually gone over the medications and side effects. And so we reinforce that here in Petersburg. And we usually have what we call a pre-chemo meeting, get with the patient, talk about their regimen, what to expect, what symptoms, you know, they might have. And Elizabeth and I take on like the case management role for all the chemotherapy patients. So we're communicating with them a lot and, you know, kind of being that middle person too. If they need something, they know they can call either Elizabeth or I and we'll get on it. And so after that, we set up their essentially their regimen, and they come in and they usually have one of us four nurses. And then they will follow up with their family practice physician in the clinic. And so we coordinate, you know, they usually before a treatment, they need labs, sometimes other imaging, and then they'll get their treatment.
When you say treatment, how long are we talking about? Because I know there, you mentioned there was a special chair purchased for the treatment. It's not just like a quick shot.
So a regimen,
8-hour day, or could be 2-hour day, but usually it's 6 to 8. It seems like if they get most patients get more than one actual chemotherapy on a treatment day, and there's rules about how fast you can give them and what you need to give beforehand. So it usually runs about 8 hours.
Yeah,
wow. It's not all chemotherapy. It's a lot of pre-medication and pre-hydration with saline and stuff like that.
Okay. So, but if they're going to be there for hours, you're trying to make them as comfortable as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so part of our education is, you know, we get a kind of this big knowledge base of kind of everything. And then our job as we take on a patient is we sit down and we research every single medication. And we need to know how to give it. So a medication, if you give it too fast, it might not be as effective, you know, so you have to give it, you know, you have to administer it in a way that the body will use it appropriately for that cancer. So we need to know all the information about that medication. We need to know what pre-medications are given to help with side effects. So, you know, maybe a medication causes nausea. And so there's a ton of different meds that act either, you know, in your stomach or that act in your brain that help nausea. So knowing which medications work best. And there's a lot of resources. So that's the other thing we learn in our training is how to, where all those resources are and how to make sure that, you know, we're making sure that their regimen is perfect for them.
Wow.
One of the other unique things about Petersburg is in a bigger cancer center, they have a pharmacist on site that's preparing all the medications. So that pharmacist is mixing it and compounding it and making sure that it's ready to go. And then the nurse is administering it. So we're also trained to prepare all the medications. So we actually take that medication from a vial and we reconstitute it appropriately. And we mix it in the appropriate amount of fluid. And we also do so under we do it under a biological hood. And then we also have certain precautions we use because we need to not only protect ourselves, but we need to protect any other nurse that's in that med room that might be touching things. So Beat the Odds also set us up with a really great system that's a closed system that that eliminates the spread of contaminants. So
it's a no-drip system.
Yeah, so we're...
It's really cool.
So it's very specific, and it's we try our best. You know, we're safety first, so...
It sounds like you at PMC, working with chemo patients, you're working pretty closely with Beat the Odds too. You know, they're the nonprofit group in town, and they also work with, in a kind of a different capacity, in supporting cancer patients.
Yes.
Yeah, they're an amazing support.
How else do you work with them? It's they I know they raise money through a few events every year and help you get the chair and, like you said, this other equipment. Are you working very close in terms of just with patients?
Not too much. They did. They're super generous with their funding, and they just say, hey, what do you guys think would be most helpful this year? And that's kind of the relationship. We say, we think education would be, or
because one, you're the expert.
A couple years we had vouchers with a house cleaning agency for people who felt too sick to do their housework that Beat the Odds provided and stuff like that. Yeah, we try to get a little creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But mostly it's equipment, and they put out a lot of information that we can give patients, like where you can get financial help throughout Southeast for travel, for treatment, because typically a patient will have one or two treatments somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. I could imagine it would probably feel pretty overwhelming. It's overwhelming just getting the news, I'm sure, that, you know, you have cancer, mm-hmm. but then trying to navigate the, you know, what you need for treatment. And
so they're a really good resource for local, as in Southeast communities, assistance and resource. The Beat the Odds are.
How long has PMC had treatment for cancer patients? Do you know?
We were just talking about this on the way up the street.
I know for sure it was at least a decade before we started, but I think it was decades. I think, do you know, Phil?
I don't know.
I think they've been doing it since the 70s. Yeah, it's for sure since the 90s.
It's established for quite a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I know two of the nurses that trained us in were regular chemotherapy nurses.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sure that's not the case with all hospitals serving tiny towns.
That is correct. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that it's just, maybe people don't know that or realize that, but to have this kind of service line, this established service line with nurses who've been part of the community and this sort of this legacy of providing that care, it's pretty amazing. You don't have that kind of opportunity in small rural areas like that. And as you heard, you know, providing that service in a community, in your home, when it's such a difficult thing, plus with all the side effects, it's just so much more meaningful when you can do that, providing that kind of service line. And then to add into the regulation part of it, you know, as you know, this is a burden of regulation. I mean, it's not that it's a bad thing to have this pharmacy room, for example, but now that they require this kind of regulation, it costs us a lot of money to maintain or meet that regulation to have this renovation done, despite the fact that we've been doing it for 30 years or 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And for example, in the, I not necessarily nurses that work here, but traveling nurses that have come through, we used to mix chemo at the bedside and just give it. So the regulations have changed things a lot. It's not just mix it and give it. But like mm-hmm. Angela said, having the mixing part be part of our job is a lot of extra responsibility and knowledge that maybe when you have the backup of pharmacists and your oncologists next door, it feels like a little more responsibility here to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like a very detailed kind of treatment. Like you say, the timing, the amounts, all of that is very precise.
And it's one-on-one here, which is really nice. Somebody once referred to the oncology center where they were as the McDonald's of oncology. You go in, and typically an oncology nurse will have, you know, 4 to 6 patients, I think, sitting in chairs in a room. And we use a hospital room, so it's a lot more personalized care here, too.
I imagine you both get to know the patients pretty intimately because of all those extra steps. You know, you're mixing their medication, you're just giving it to them, kind of following up. You're like their case, almost like a caseworker.
Yeah, it's a really rewarding, rich job. It's full of love. It's amazing. I've never had a cancer patient that wasn't just amazing, actually. Kind, and seems like cancer happens to the nicest people.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Maybe in how many years we won't have to be talking about this kind of treatment, you know, because maybe there'll be a cancer cure at some point. Creative brains can come together and figure that one out.
What's really interesting, I think, is just hearing about the changes here, the different kind of, you know, the old school medications with the various side effects, and then now some of these newer things, the immunotherapy and the biotherapy. That's that's really such an interesting field. You know, again, it shows some of the progress in oncology.
And that's true. It's good to have the cup half full on that, for sure. Just that there are people out there coming up with new ideas on how to treat cancer. That's huge.
Yeah, it's a really fast-growing field, the bio and immunotherapies. I learned at my last conference that one patient, I don't know, you know, it's a national conference, so I don't know anything about the patient, but was actually staying alive long enough to get to the next immunotherapy that was coming out, which would be successful. And, I mean, it's actually real-time medicine being approved by the FDA, able to help people today, now, this month, and then a different one in 3 months. I mean, the pace of it is astonishing.
That's great news. That's really,
really
great news. Good. All right. Anything that anybody wants to add?
Well, I would add that we do have an anonymous quilter in the community that provides quilts. So everybody that started on service gets to pick from an array of quilts, and it's been really, like, really nice to be able to give those to our patients.
Wow, that's wonderful. So generous.
I know, it's really nice.
People are so kind. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining us today. And if you missed part of the show and you want to hear it, we will be posting this PMC Live episode on our website later on. You can check back there.
Great. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.